Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we are here with Dr. Nicole Martin from Real Housewives of Miami. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. So happy to be here.
Yeah, we're super happy to have you. Season 5 looks pretty wild. So we want to get right into it.
Let's do it. How deep in are you guys already?
Three episodes deep, I think.
Yes, okay. We saw the first three, and it off with a bang.
Yeah.
You know what? It's what everybody says. I'm like, it's off with a bang, but I like to tell people that this season's like a roller coaster. So, you know, like when the roller coaster starts, it like slowly starts going up. Like you haven't even reached top part yet. So if you think it's good so far, like, oh.
It's really good.
Yeah, we love it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So how does
it feel? Last season too. So you guys are on a roll for sure. Yeah.
This is obviously your second season. How does this season compare to your first, would you say?
You know, at least for me, I feel much more comfortable in so many different ways, right? Like I had never done reality TV or been on any TV show before. So I think season one was a little like, it was hard in the sense that it's intimidating walking into a room and having all these cameras and audio and booms. And sometimes you feel like you're a little censored maybe, or you get in your head about things because there's so much going around. But I think this season, I feel a lot more comfortable and more comfortable with the ladies too. As your friendships evolve, you feel like you can just say things more freely, for better or for worse, right? Like, you know, now everyone's just like speaking their mind way more openly because we feel more comfortable around each other. Mm-hmm. And so this season, I think a lot of people just let it rip.
Yeah, we saw in your first season, you really kind of butted heads with some of the OGs. We had that one dinner when they kind of all were coming after you. Would you say that you're in more drama this season, less drama, the same?
You know, I think the way my personality is that I'm never on the offensive. Like I'm not an instigator. I'm not a troublemaker. Like I'm not one of these people that like goes around like looking for trouble or stirring the pot. I'm kind of just like hanging out, minding my own business, like having fun. But once you like push me in the corner, then I react and then I play defense. Yeah. And so unfortunately, there's a lot of like defensive moves happening.
Who would you say you get along with the best this season and who did you butt heads with the most?
You know, I think the newbies, like we have a natural like tendency to gravitate toward each other because we all kind of are in the same place in the group. Our friendships are all developing at the same time. So Gertie and Julia and I are all very close. I've grown closer to Lisa. You know, obviously we all showed up for her this season. And because we both have small kids, we hang out a lot outside of filming with the kids. So I think that friendship has grown a lot. Marisol and I think are doing better. She's funny, you know, like you want to have a drink with her. I like her. And I am no longer the one she trusts the least, by the way. We played the game again and it is not me. So, you know, that's a win. But you know, Larsa and I think there was a lot of like resentment and built up feelings after the reunion last year in New York. And I don't think we've fully moved past those feelings. I think we're both very strong personalities. We take things very personal and we're both very reactive. And so that combination doesn't lend to us necessarily getting along well.
Okay. How about Alexia? Because it seems like you guys get into it in the trailer.
So, you know, we definitely have a dynamic season. Alexia's a strong personality too, right? But I think she comes from a good place. Like, we talk a lot about our family situation, and I think her having lost her parents recently, she sees things very differently. And so sometimes she gives me, she's like that big sister that gives you that tough love that you don't always want. And so we butt heads, but I think she comes from a good place, if that makes sense.
For sure.
Now, we talked to Marisol recently, and she told us that there's actually some surprising drama between the OGs.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
So yeah, I think like people expect, right? Like the way things ended, like for Larsa, Marisol, and I to maybe not be the bestest of friends. Like that's obvious. Like that's still like a work in progress. But there's some like twists and turns here that you're just like, whoa, you guys are really good friends. Like what's happening here? And I'm sure you guys saw that in the first three episodes, you know, stupid fights about mortgages and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's like a huge explosion during one of our cast trips between two OGs. And you start to realize that it's like the drama runs deep because these girls have known each other for 20 years, 15 years. And so there's like a lot of deep, deep stuff from like old seasons that comes up. And I didn't know anything about that because I wasn't around back then. So I'm shocked at some of the stuff that unfolds.
Yeah.
Do you think it's repairable between those that are at odds?
It got pretty nasty. I mean, I think anytime that you bring up people's children,
oh boy,
you know, and I think that's part of the problem with Larsa and I, right? Like I know she didn't mean that comment about Grayson in a way, but those comments cut deep and it's hard to rebound from those. So I think that's part of the reason why we haven't really fully recovered. And I don't know where these people are going to go from here. Cause children's like a no-go zone, you know?
That always does not end well in household.
No,
franchises. It's a mess.
Like in general, right? Like, yeah. I think husbands is a gray like zone. Like you shouldn't go there, but like we do go there. Kids is like an absolute no zone. And then I think like careers, like the way you make your money should probably be a no-go zone.
Right.
So I think anytime you touch on those subjects, emotions run high.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that obviously Lisa's split with Lenny is going to be a huge storyline this season? Is it safe to say that maybe that instigated some of the drama, or is it completely separate from that?
I mean, there's definitely drama that stems from that, right? Like Lisa's normally such like a calm, cool, like she's not like a hot-headed person. And like, I think some of the drama that you see her get into early on in the seasons is probably displaced energy, right? Like she's like pissed off and anxious about stuff at home. And that's like projected onto some of the other castmates. Although they did say some dumb shit, but like, I think she would have normally let it slide. And this time, like it explodes because she's all amped up.
Yeah.
And then we're all on high emotions, you know, because we feel for her. We're finding out about the affair, like not the affair, but the other woman all at the same time. And so we all have very strong feelings about it. And some people feel like the newbies shouldn't have opinions because we've only known Lisa for 2 years. And who are we to give an opinion? Right. And like that doesn't land so well with us, right? Like it doesn't matter
you don't matter. Yeah.
Right. You know, like I personally don't think that the amount of time you've known someone defines a relationship, because you can know someone a lifetime and be a piece of crap, you know, and not be a good friend and not be loyal. And you can know someone for a year and be there when it counts the most. Mm-hmm. So I personally don't think time defines a friendship. So to use that as like a statement of validation of our opinions to me was stupid.
Yeah.
Is stupid.
What did you think about Lisa and Lenny? Because as the season goes on, obviously everything unfolds and it seems like things are really, really bad currently. What did you think about them as a couple from the time you spent with them together?
So, you know, I think relationships, all types, romantic, friendships, families, like they have their ebbs and flows, you know, like there's moments where things are great and then you're stressed out about other things. And sometimes a relationship's a little bit rocky, but you work through them. And I think we all saw like little snippets last season where he was a little dismissive and maybe condescending, but I just thought like, oh, you know, like he's working, he's stressed, like they'll bounce back from this. I just thought it was kind of one of those low points in a relationship. I didn't think it was going to get to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
to this, like, and it happens like right in front of us. It's not like it happened off season and then she's telling us about it. No, it is happening like the morning of our cast trip.
And it's interesting watching, like, us having seen the first three episodes. I won't give stuff away, but it's interesting, like you said, it's happening in real time. We know it's going to happen, and you're sort of seeing these little things that, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't have noticed if that never happened, but it's interesting to see how it's like leading up to it.
Yeah. I'm sure you feel bad watching it because you're just like, because you know, right? You know what's coming.
And so
you're like, oh, how does she not see that? And like, how is she so nice to him? And I would have taken that borscht soup and shoved it up his nose, you know? Like,
I can't imagine how, if she's even going to watch this season at all, because that's going to be probably a very uncomfortable experience.
Yeah. It is probably, I mean, I can't imagine, because that's, I cringe when I watch some of my stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I sounded so dumb, or I looked so stupid, or that was a bad hairdo. And it's like such petty things, right? So I can only imagine how she's going to feel watching this back.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of this is like going way back, but watching the demise of like Tamara Judge's marriage with her first husband, I forget his name, but that whole limo scene where she's like, I want a divorce. And I'm just like, I was thinking about that the other day, and just like watching these moments play out on the show that are just so raw and so real.
Yeah.
I think is what makes the shows that good. You know, like, obviously the fun and stuff is entertaining, but, and we don't want to see you guys go through heartbreak, but it just makes it a much more captivating show when we see the realness of everyone's lives.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't like pay money to create some of the things that happened this season. Like some of the dumb arguments, you're just like, is this real? Like, how are we even arguing about this? You know, the drama, the fighting, the relationship stuff, you know, like the family stuff. It is amazingly complicated, and I'm sure very entertaining for viewers.
Switching gears a little, but I'm curious, does Lars's relationship status and anything about who she's dating, who she's not dating, come up in the season? Because we see in the press that she's with Michael Jordan's son, allegedly. I think she said that they're not actually dating. Does that come up?
So I think all of that kind of that relationship news and trending headlines started after we wrapped filming. So that was not something that was talked about, or if it was happening, I didn't know about it, and I know, but he never came to any events. So I think it's something that probably started after we finished filming, so it was never addressed. You know, people are like, oh, what do you think? Like, listen, she's a single woman, and like, she's entitled to date who she wants to date, and if this is the person that she's chosen to, that makes her happy, like, kudos to you, you know, like, I'm not one to judge, like,
Obviously we'll see your relationship with Anthony progress this season. You guys got engaged. What sort of led to that moment? Was it anything to do with like watching your relationship back on the show, or was it just a natural progression?
You know, to be honest, I had no idea it was going to happen. So I was completely like, what? Like I was surprised. And I don't know what it was. Was it the fact that like, he now had to like, you know, he was hearing about it so much, and he was like, oh, you know, maybe I should do this, or was it seeing the show? But I don't know what the motivating factor was. I can't speak to like what it was that made him want to do it. I love the fact that he did it off camera, you know, because I feel like it felt much more like genuine and authentic. And we didn't even know, like, was the show going to be picked up for another season? Because people are like, oh, they did it for a storyline. Like, no, guys, that's not the way it works, right? Like, we didn't even know, like, this is our first season back. Like, we didn't know if we were going to get renewed, or we didn't know anything. So the fact that he did it by ourselves, like, on vacation, with, like, it was very nice and intimate and perfect.
Your ring is amazing, by the way. As soon as we signed on, I noticed it.
Wow. It's good. Oh, nice. It's a good one.
Real nice. Well, how did you feel about some of the other girls? You kind of just touched on that, about them questioning, like, you had said you weren't interested in getting engaged, and then you guys did after the camera stopped rolling. How did you feel about some of the women questioning this?
You know, I feel like what I had said was that I didn't care to be engaged, right? Like, it didn't define me. Because there are women that are like, if you don't engage, or you don't propose or get married to me by the time we've been together for 5 years, I'm out. Like, that to me is just ridiculous, right? Like, what was most important was having a kid. We had that. And if it happened, great. If it didn't, I didn't care either. Uh-huh. So that was kind of like my stance on it. And then when the other women wanted to turn it into like something that it wasn't, it was like, really, you guys criticized me when I wasn't engaged. Right. You gave Anthony heat at my house. Like, are you going to get engaged? When are you going to get engaged? Like, so I was damned when I wasn't engaged, yeah, and now I'm damned when I am engaged. Right. So what the hell do you want from me? Right. Like if I'm single, there's a problem. If I'm engaged, there's a problem. If I get married, there's a problem. So I just feel like I can't, it doesn't matter what I do.
Yeah. And what about the next steps in terms of wedding? Do you have a wedding plan? Are you guys in the midst of planning? Is this something you want on the show? If that happens?
No, I don't want to do like a big Miami wedding. You know, we're both born and raised here. We have a ton of friends, a ton of family. Like if we were to do a wedding here, I don't even know how many people it would be. It would be like a massive amount of money and like a huge production where I feel like it would take me 2 hours to say hi. And then by the time I said hi, I have to say bye. Mm-hmm. So I would rather do like a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. We just came back from a beautiful wedding in Italy. And to me, it was just perfect. You know, it was 3 days. We did like a brunch. We did a dinner. We did a catamaran day. And it was like, you really got to enjoy the people that matter the most.
I agree.
So to me, I like that vibe. It's a smaller, more intimate setting. So we're thinking a destination wedding. We like the beach, maybe St. Bart's.
Oh yeah.
One of our favorite vacation spots. And right now we're focused on the house. You know, we just sold a house, bought a house.
Yeah.
And we're remodeling. So I think we'll wait till we get in the house, get settled, and maybe next summer.
So does an intimate wedding mean none of your castmates would make the list, or you would?
No, not necessarily. You know, like I think we had a fairly intimate engagement party. I think it was like 100 something people. And obviously most of the girls came. We did have to disinvite someone who was bringing bad energy to my event. And I was like, absolutely not. Keep that at home. And, you know, I would invite all the girls currently, but if they're going to come in like any way, shape or form ruin my day, like don't come then.
No, yeah.
Understandable.
Would you want it filmed?
You know, it's like plus and minus, right? Like, you know that when you have your wedding filmed, there's always the risk of the drama. Like there was drama at Alexia's wedding and it was like, guys, come on. We're here for 4 hours. Can we just like keep it together and just have fun? And you don't want your special event to be tainted by like stupidity. So that would be my worry. But there's also something like beautiful about having your wedding ceremony kind of like memorialized forever, right? Like it's always out there. You get to share it with everybody. Yeah. So I mean, I'm open to it. I won't say no. And I won't say like, absolutely, you know, like it's a discussion we have to have.
Maybe season six.
And Nicole, how is your relationship with your dad currently? And are you interested in him being involved in your wedding?
It is much better. You guys will continue to see our relationship evolve. You know, my mom and I have a very strong conversation this season where she kind of shines some light on maybe my contribution to our failed relationship. So I do a lot of self-reflection this season. I go to therapy. Mm-hmm. We go to therapy. And I do think that it helps us to understand each other better. And I'm happy to say that we had a beautiful Thanksgiving this year. Came over and he stayed the whole time and I didn't have to bake a turkey for his girlfriend. Yeah. He was present. And, you know, it was nice. It was really nice. And he got to spend a lot of time with Grayson and I'm happy about that.
Nice. Yeah, we're glad to hear.
Yeah. And we are also super excited to see, you know, what transpires in season 5 of Real Housewives of Miami. Right.
It's going to be a good one. Peacock,
December 8th.
Yes. That's right.
So thank you so much, Nicole. It was a pleasure.
Of course. Likewise, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.